Oh, check it out. Now I've got to stop the song before Anyway, you're listening to the Fabtacular 1 Hour Special here on Radio Monash, because that's the one place you go to if you want to listen to our shows.
Yes, on the Radio Monash. We are on Radio Monash.
I know, you don't go to Fox to listen to Fabtac, okay?
No, not at all, not
You
at
go
all.
To Fox to listen to fucking Fifi and bullshit, okay?
Fifi and bullshit.
Well, that's he's the same, it's Jules.
Well, he's, yeah, okay, you're right. He's
but my name's Jules,
bullshit.
And he's yeah, the yeah, bullshit exactly, Jules, yeah, right? Yeah. I'm the real deal. Okay, yeah. You get the fake one.
What's his name? Like Julian? That's a fucking shit name.
Jules Lund. Pretentious wanker.
Yeah, Julius. That's the real Jules.
Yeah, Julius Caesar. See, Julius Caesar was exactly. Jules Caesar. Otherwise, people wouldn't have listened to him, and he probably wouldn't have got stabbed 23 times. But hey, you know what? Getting stabbed can be fun if done right.
Is that a segment on the Today Show, Julius?
I wish it was. But hey, we've got some wonderful crap because...
Oh, we always do.
You know, we just like to say that, you know, we set a low standard. We say it's crap. You listen to it, it's actually brilliant. Because obviously, what I write is brilliant.
Well, considering that everything was on cue before we came in, you weren't listening to anything.
I know, those bars. What? That means that no one's probably listening now unless they just
they're coming
tuned
back,
in.
Yeah. Just tune in. Yeah. Welcome.
Listen to this show. Promote on the Facebook special. Page, of course, that you can join that. But hey, we've got some wonderful stuff. Of course, there's going to be the Julius Reed Report, or also known as the Reed Report. Because Andrew Report. Bolt's got his thing.
Yeah,
Channel 10. No one watches that.
Didn't he, like, quit journalism and then come back? Isn't, like, well, what's he doing?
He was never really a journalist to begin with. I thought, did you thought his opinion pieces were kind of, oh my God, the Muslims come to get us? Is that what you really thought, Tom?
I thought he was legit. I thought he was the best reporter we've ever had.
Right.
In Melbourne.
Anyway, so Bolt's got his report. I've got my report. Okay, yeah. I'm going to be sprucing my views out there.
Hopefully it's better.
There's a lot less racism.
I don't know about that.
A lot more sexist.
Okay.
But you know what? It counterbalances.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you don't like the racism, well, you don't but you hate women.
You don't want to copy Bolt and be like, hey, I'm doing racism as well. No, you can't do that.
But I'm Asian, so he's white. And so we're probably going to get like a Spanish guy to be the Spanish report.
Yeah.
And then we got all
Spanish
sides.
Report.
See, we're going to do the Hutchins report, but you're white.
Yeah,
you've probably got the same views. I hate immigrants. Anyone who's not white probably should leave the country.
Tony Abbott is a legend. You know, shit like that.
I'm wearing his Speedos right now as underwear, which is what I do.
That's weird.
Actually, no, that's what you do because you're
the
racist.
That's weird.
And then afterwards, secret segment. Won't want to give that away because Tom's done his research for that. And just another, a little bit of a confession segment because, you know, some people...
Confessionals, like late night TV.
Well, like that, because a lot of celebrities coming out, you know, saying things that maybe they probably shouldn't to the public, and we're going to be giving our own little take on that, but we're going to cut to a song.
Yes, we are.
And you're going to enjoy it.
This is Rufus with their track Paris Collides. Fabtacular 1 Hour Special. That was Rufus with their track Paris Collides. I do apologize about the massive amount
fuck
of
up.
Silence
that was
at the start. We had some technical difficulties. Let's leave it at that.
Let's just say it's not our fault because
no,
it wasn't.
Not.
It was a show before us.
Yes.
The reckless policies of their show, which is we'll put everything on cue.
I don't know who.
So you can't hear it all.
I don't know who is before us, though.
Seriously. I say we're dobbing him. Dob him in.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, let's not. I don't want to be the dobber. Don't want to be the snitch, okay? Even if it's like you think this guy's a terrorist or, you know, maybe he's growing marijuana next door, don't dob him in because he's probably going to murder you.
You know
okay?
what? I think if he's a terrorist, that might be a good idea to dob him in.
Well, I mean, no, I don't think so.
No?
Maybe I'm a terrorist. Maybe that's why.
Well, I've already dobbed you in like 4 times now.
Called the police. Oh, this guy, see, I found his child porn collection. Which isn't true, by the way. Okay. It's, you know,
I do not lie to the police.
It's a joke. It's like I have this website, right, where I just get pictures of kids and I pixelate their areas so it looks like it's child porn. You
see?
But
it's
hilarious.
No, it's not.
It's hilarious.
It's disgusting, Jules.
How's it disgusting? Kids love it.
Kids don't love it. Well, maybe, actually, I don't know. Maybe kids do love it. I don't know when kids hit puberty these days.
Kids find child porn hilarious.
They hit puberty at like 6 and then they're like, yeah, that's other 6-year-olds so hot.
Because you know how kids are like, ooh, porn.
Yeah.
They think, ooh, child porn. Hilarious. All right, that's so not true,
that's
by the way.
That's so not true.
Anyway, the Julius Reed perspective. Because often there's not enough perspective on this show of me.
Thought
there's
it was
a lot of you.
Julius Reed Report.
Well, that's what it is called. Okay. But I'm just saying in general, you know, I don't get my views out often enough.
Well,
abortion, fucking on the show, right? We should just do it on the show. Fucking do it at home, you know?
Well, I think a lot of people, I don't think it's legal, but I know it's not legal, but people do it.
People
I'm sure
it.
People have done their own
backyard
abortions.
Tom, you've done
abortion.
It a couple times on your prior GFs.
Yeah.
It's like, listen, let's not let the parents know.
Yeah.
Punch her really hard
I
in the stomach.
I did not do that.
You didn't?
No,
you sure?
I used the old coat hanger.
Now, Tom,
Lord.
How does the coat hanger work? I've tried using the coat hanger. It's a little too difficult
going into
for
it.
Me.
That's way too
because, you know, there's why you cut yourself. Hey, but this is the Reed report, not
yes,
the fucking
exactly.
Thomas talking about
just
abortion
Just do your own
report
already.
Hey, I'll fucking take my time. All okay, right, this is the context. Okay. So much, so much self-esteem for someone who's, you know, pretty, pretty down there. What happened to your GF a couple months ago? Anyway, not talking about that, because his self-esteem's crushed. Absolutely crushed. But of course, I just thought the Julius Reed report, right? It's my observations. Obviously, yes. Andrew Bolt has the Bolt report on Channel 10, which no one watches that.
No.
It's just him saying, you know, he says Muslim every minute and some kind of hatred word like homophobic or...
Promotes the Herald Sun in some way.
Anything
point.
To do with the Herald Sun, you know, is dodgy. But the Julius Reed report, now I'm just thinking, getting all, you know, 3AW on you.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm Neil Mitchell for this next, you know, 10 minutes.
Okay.
Now, I reckon kids these days.
Yeah, that was okay, John, okay, that's yeah. John Howard.
John, sorry, John Howard has John his own Howard. Show on MTR. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he doesn't. Shut up. Okay, so kids these days, they're too soft.
Way too soft.
You know, they're crying. You know, you got to feed them. What the fuck, man? Nah, seriously, kids should look after themselves, change their own diapers, you know, walk home from school. Okay, so what if the school's in the city and you live in Wodonga?
Yeah. Take public transport. So what if there's been a rise in pedophiles, like kidnappings? Whatever, let your kids walk home at night.
Whose fault? It's the kid's fault for getting kidnapped.
Yes,
not
exactly.
The pedophile, for God's sake.
If an old man's going to come up to you and go, do you want some candy in my fucking van? You go, no, and stab him.
Yeah, if your kid's fucking stupid enough to go into, you know, free candy, come on.
Candy's never been free.
Exactly.
Ever.
Unless if your kid's stealing from the milk bar, which means that's another bad thing about kids, stealing from the milk bar is owned by Asian people. And I'm Asian. That's a disgrace.
The Asian people, that's their job. That's their house. That's
exactly.
They don't have anything else.
They live in the back, bro. And when they want food, they just take something off the shelf and eat it.
Yeah, they need that to survive. And you're coming in there and you're stealing cigarettes.
Disgraceful. Disgraceful. Unless if you're selling those cigarettes to other kids and making a nice profit. Ooh. See, we're all about capitalism on the show.
Yeah, we
that's
do
what's
love
important.
Our finances.
But, you know, I just think dangerous dogs. There's a lot of talk about dangerous
dogs.
Oh,
there are, yeah. Did you see the news the other night? Some guy, he pretty much was about to lose his arm because his neighbor's dog, who is apparently, you know, being a good dog across many years, has just come and started.
Well, you know what, Tom?
Killing him.
You know what?
Yes.
Dangerous dogs, not dangerous enough.
Not
okay?
dangerous.
I'd say every playground, every kindergarten, we have a dangerous dog running around to teach kids the real lessons in life. Like, you don't fuck with a dangerous dog.
Okay,
that's the lesson.
That's a pretty good lesson.
Because remember, as a kid, you thought, "Hey, dangerous dogs, fucking
well,
whatever."
Well, I don't think as a kid you ever thought there were dangerous dogs. You thought all dogs were cute.
No, man, I grew up in a fucking dog. I was raised by wolves. Okay, I know about the dangerous dogs. I know to stay the fuck away from them. Okay.
When you say you're raised by wolves, are you a wolf? Or, like, did your mum just drop you off in a forest?
I'm actually half wolf, half human.
Half Asian. Yeah,
so I'm actually a quarter Asian, quarter white, half wolf.
That's really odd. I don't know. What was it's like a threesome of sperm?
I don't know. I think it's some kind of test tube gone wrong.
Okay.
But hey, enough of Marvel comics.
Yes.
Because we're about real life
we
here.
Are.
Not this bullshit raised by wolves crap, which is true, by the way. So don't discount me. But dangerous dogs. We need more dangerous dogs in this state of Victoria. What's Brumby doing? No, he's fucking got
he's
kicked
gone.
Out.
Okay, what's Bailu?
That son of a bitch. What is
shit.
He doing?
He's trying to eradicate the dangerous dogs.
Fucking hell. Bailu, I'm coming after you. No. I don't want to go to jail.
We're coming after you with a dangerous dog, motherfucker.
Yeah, motherfucker, we're going to go into parliament if we get through security, which I don't know how.
I don't know how we're going to get a dangerous
dog. We're just going to have it, like, under my shirt. Just have, like, a
barking and, like, eating your insides.
Exactly. Which is, by the way, a nice little fetish. That's your thing. Dogs eating your insides.
I
like to watch that on the efucked.com. Check it out.
That's
weird. Because it's a good website. No, don't. If you just really don't. Especially if parents in the house. Now, you know what the problem is? Another thing... kids, they're so soft, as I mentioned. They need to harden the fuck up.
They do. Okay? They definitely do.
Now, obviously, China's doing a great thing progressively where kids working in sweatshops.
Yes. North Korea also enlistment in the army at age 3.
Not it's feeding good. Them. Great policies for kids. But, you know, the real problem is that kids these days, especially in Western societies,
soft.
They're unfit. You can't really get them into the sweatshop. They're probably going to pass out after their third wallet.
Well, I mean,
they wouldn't even know how to use a needle, Tom.
Yeah, exactly. It comes from the parents. They're like, oh, you know, my kid is so cute. I'm going to give him everything. And then they just, like, learn to be a massive mama's boy.
Exactly. Still wearing a diaper.
They don't know
the
real
eight.
World. They go out into the city one time and they get fucking killed.
Yeah. Because
they don't know.
Fucking
they don't know
kids
about
getting killed
it.
In the city. That's the fucking real issues.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what we're fucking approaching.
We're trying to stop kids from getting killed by fucking... They should carry guns and knives on them. So
and
then
kids...
if somebody tries to kill them, you kill that person.
Yeah, kids should have their own dangerous dogs. So if a dangerous dog comes, the dangerous dogs can fight and the dangerous... You fucking do it! Do it! But hey, You know what? I'm getting a little bolt on you. Okay.
We were yelling. Calm the fuck down. Why are we yelling?
Because we're passionate about this. So here's the thing, kids. Let's hit them where they're fucking hardest, right? Video games. Okay.
Yeah.
I say we force kids. They have to play. Firstly, a video game that's MA 15 plus. Yeah. I don't care what age they are.
Fucking manhunt that.
You fucking.
Shit.
You're the parent. You buy the video games. It's not like they're involved.
Yeah.
You go. You buy fucking Manhunt too.
No,
you force
first,
that son
first
of a
Manhunt.
Bitch. First Manhunt without the uncensoring.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, games like Dead Space.
Yeah.
Resident Evil, that kind of thing. Anything was freak the shit out of them.
Adult sex games.
Yeah, all while watching the Japanese version of The Ring on another screen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll harden you up.
And they have to play on the hardest difficulty.
Oh, fuck.
They'll ruin
and
their life.
And with all lights turned off.
All lights
at
turned
night.
Off. And a pedophile in the background dressed up in a ghost costume, scaring the shit out of that son of a bitch because he doesn't understand life.
That's fucked up,
Too far?
I don't know.
The pedophile and the ghost?
Yeah, I think so.
But lights off, obviously.
Yeah,
like, and
yeah.
Then hard
well, I think
to
we'll just like pretend that bit didn't happen.
Of course. Damn right. Now, also, I mean, for example, just because, you know, a lot of people, maybe you're at home living under a rock, not seeing these soft kids.
No, maybe you
in society.
Fucking live in like Boronia.
Or fucking Wollongong. What the fuck lives in there, huh?
Fucking
Aborigine tribes.
Fucking
which, of course,
Yarrawonga.
We're pro Aborigine tribes on the show, aren't we, Tom?
Yeah, of course.
I love Aborigine tribes.
Tribes.
Well, there's the triads, which
the
is
triads.
A different type.
The Aboriginal triads. That's fucked up, man.
Oh, that's fucked up.
They play kids to the Aboriginal triads.
The money laundering at the 7-Eleven. Hey, but just I saw this kid crying. Get this right. He was sitting in public. He was crying. Guess why? Guess why I was crying, Tom?
Why was he crying?
Because he was sexually molested by his dad.
That's bull.
Soft. Seriously. Harden the fuck up.
Just
okay?
Fucking rape
harden
your dad.
Just go back. Fucking. Well, actually, I think he'd probably like that.
Yeah,
seeing
well.
Seeing as, you know.
No, but if you rape him, like, you literally, right. Like, tie him up and just, like, get nasty
now,
shit.
Now, wait a second. Let's talk about the legality of this, right? So, your son rapes you. Okay, let's
you
say.
You just raped your son, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And your
and
son.
And your son wants retribution.
Yes.
Right? But here's the thing. Get this. Let's say you're Stephen Hawking, right? Don't really have control. Your son, who's 5, somehow rapes you.
Yeah, but
what
how
does the son go to jail? Like,
but
what can he do?
How did Stephen Hawking, whatever, how did he rape the son?
No. Well, no, maybe he he got an assistant to help him. Maybe it's like science.
Then you rape the assistant.
Tom, it's a great hypothetical that
it's
you're
not,
fucking up.
It's so
you're fucking
bad.
Up. All right. Okay, let's say that Stephen Hawking. Okay, wait. Was he always disabled?
No.
Okay, let's say. Then, right,
okay.
Rapes his son,
okay.
Gets hit by a car, whatever,
yeah.
Son rapes him, somehow within the period of 5 years.
Okay.
And, I mean, what then? Does Stephen Hawking go to jail? Does the son go to juvie?
I'd say...
Kindy juvie?
I think, legally, they both should be going to jail.
They
you just should.
You just hate disabled people, Tom, let's be honest.
No.
He
raped a child, and, you know...
Hey, but he came up with some great theories, okay? So
he could do it from jail. He could do it from a jail cell. He's got more time to think.
Yeah, it's not like he can fucking move. It's not like he can control what he wants to see anyway. He's in a fucking wheelchair.
Exactly.
Hey, no, you know what?
Whoa, what the hell is
I'm
that?
I'm sorry.
What was
Stephen,
that?
Stephen's great. Stephen on the show next week.
Yeah.
That's what we always do. It's like we get him on the show.
And then
talk through our issues. Listen, Stephen.
Yeah.
You're not that hot. But you know what? We're going to fucking...
We're going to pimp you out. Pimp out your wheelchair.
Suzanne and Tranny or whatever the fuck,
yeah,
that
exactly.
Show where they dress you up. Mate, you're looking fine.
Yeah.
Jessica Alba. Because celebrities hang with celebrities, right?
Yeah, of course.
Not bloody common people like us.
No.
Although I reckon we're up and coming celebrities.
Well, I mean, by the end of the year, surely we'll be like in the new list, like best of 2011, newcomers or something.
Best of the worst of 2011. We're going to have our own billboard.
Yeah,
okay?
For sure.
On like the Maroondah Highway.
That's a pretty good highway to have
we
a
talk,
billboard.
You die. You're paying for it. Okay.
Fuck off.
Coming out of your wallet. But hey, anyway, we're talking about these dangerous dogs. And the kitties. Kitties. Okay. Now, Tom, of course, we don't want to be too biased, right? Because this is obviously my opinion.
Yeah.
What do you think? Do you think kids are too soft? Do you think that maybe they're not soft? Maybe they're a bit too hardcore?
No, I definitely think that kids are way too soft. Just honestly, you know, the crying, the constant need for affection. Fuck that. I don't want to tell you I love you. You're a guy. And
tell
you're 5.
It to yourself. That's why mirrors were invented.
Exactly.
Okay, you look into the mirror.
Self-love. It's what it's about. What's going to happen when you grow up? You're going to lose your job.
Exactly.
You're going to lose your girlfriend.
You're going to be addicted to
lose
masturbating.
Your house. You're going to be addicted to masturbating. Your life's going to suck. So you're going to get used to it.
Exactly. And that's what life, that's what the show's about. It's about preparing you for life.
Yes.
And this song, Tom, how's that going to help you prepare for life?
It's probably going to make you enjoy the next 3 minutes. But this
right.
is Clear Up with their track, Until We Bleed.
Fucking Clear Up, kiddies. God damn it.